I find this topic fascinating because a lot of folks don't realize exactly how much at risk this particular industry is for something that a lot of folks don't necessarily think of, and that's industrial espionage. And you think, oh, espionage. What do you mean by espionage? What does espionage look like? So, of course, there's the typical James Bond. How many people here actually prefer Daniel Craig over Roger Moore? Thank you. Okay. So, yeah, who wouldn't want to be James Bond? Who wouldn't want to engage in this type of activity? It's exciting, it's fun. But actually, what does industrial espionage really look like? This is a guy in his basement or his mom's basement trying to figure out ways to compromise your systems. And these systems can be compromised in a number of different ways. Now, this is clearly an interesting slide, and you think to yourself, well, wait a minute, I'm in healthcare or my clients are in healthcare. Why do I care about industrial espionage? Why is this important? Is it really something that we're going to have to worry about? Is it a target that we have on our foreheads as opposed to Microsoft's or the banks or the credit card companies? Because a lot of us have heard about the credit card companies having challenges with information security and the retailers having challenges with information security and these types of things. And so really the question becomes one of, do they really care about healthcare? Well, as this slide shows, they care about everybody. Notice the legal community down there. So that's us too. So what are they really after? How many people have read about the recent ransomware breaches?